Malcolm, we're here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference once again, and introduce yourself for me, please.
I'm Malcolm Broom, Executive Director for the Mississippi Peanut Growers Association.
Well, Malcolm.
Part of the team of the group that puts this program on.
Well, and once again, it looks like we've got an excellent schedule of events lined up.
We do, and apparently going to have probably the largest of this conference that's been going on all these years.
16 years, and now, and one of the great things about this conference, too, is the sponsors that you have that make it all possible.
They sure do, and we have more sponsors, I think, this year than we've had in the past, and without them, the cost of the registration to our growers would certainly be higher than it is.
And everybody has such a great time. I love being at this hospitality room as everybody comes in and registers. It's like old home week. It's like a reunion for everybody.
Yeah, I've been here now. This will be my fifth year, and it's amazing the people you begin to recognize that come each year, and they know who you are, and you know who they are, and kind of find out what's going on their farms.
Well, it's great. Now, Malcolm, last year, I know that we've got a big program lined up. We've got Rick Crawford from Arkansas who's going to speak to us, so we'll have some policy issues to talk about. But last year at this time, we were still waiting on a farm bill. We finally got one earlier this year. I just wanted to get your reaction to what the Mississippi peanut growers think about that bill and how they fared in it.
We are very excited to have the farm bill, and our Senator Cochran kind of helped push the thing through finally. And Mississippi growers are pleased. We're liking the fact that some of our growers that did not have a peanut base, which we're a fairly new peanut growing state from that standpoint, so the generic base with the cotton has enabled some of our growers then to have a base that may help them in terms of shifting base around where they wanted to move some cotton acres and they could put peanuts there and not have to worry about planting the peanuts strictly without a base under them, and that's given them a big plus. So we were a big winner in the overall scheme of the farm bill. We're waiting to see how it totally plays out as the regulations are written, but the Mississippi peanut growers 100% behind it.
Wow, that's good to hear. Well, with that out of the way, what are many of the policy issues that your growers are concerned about this year?
Well, probably the only other thing is looking at the regulations that they keep talking about through the EPA with the water issues, the Mississippi Delta area especially. We've had both water coming in there from the aquifers on irrigation, and then it'll be interesting to see how the water does as far as the way they interpret waters of the United States. And that will affect, I know our Farm Bureau is beginning to organize with some efforts to try to put something together to be in opposition to that or get a better explanation of just what's going on. And that's about all I know about it at this point.
Wow, doesn't that feel good, though? Well, how does the crop look?
Crop looks pretty good. It's a little bit late, but we've had timely rains here lately. We had too much to get planted. That's what made it late. And then now it's beginning to catch up and seem like we're getting a little more warmer weather. It seemed to just stay cool in the spring, and peanuts took longer to come up. So we're concerned, I guess, the one thing that we'd be looking at in the future is, are they going to mature on time in that 130-day range? And if so, we'll probably be okay. If they run later than that because of this weather delaying them, and we have a wet winter, early winter, and get into late October, November, we could actually have some problems then and maybe getting them dug, especially in the north part of the state.
Is your acreage still increasing?
It's staying pretty steady. We're in the 30,000 acre range, and we'd like to see that hold in that range and then maybe increase some. But we have the infrastructure as far as buying points, that type thing, to take care of that amount of peanuts. And this year they're saying we've planted about 38,000 acres. We harvested 32 something last year, so we'd be a little bit of an increase, but not expected to jump up in large increments, but hopefully we'll continue to gain. We have a peanut agronomist now on staff at Mississippi State University. He came on January the 1st. We're tickled to death to have him, and he's been staying busy helping our growers. So we've got all the ingredients in place to grow the peanut industry in Mississippi with the support we need to give our growers.
Well, excellent. Malcolm, anything else you'd like to add?
That's it. We're just excited about the conference. Hope everyone has a good time here. And in addition to that, we feel like we've got an excellent program. Speaking of the Congressman Rick Crawford, I'm moderating that session, and we have a whole session there dealing with parts of the farm bill, how it's going to play out, and what the producers. Now, that's another thing they've got to do. They're going to have to set their bases up in the FSA office. So there's some things there they need to hear. And so we're hoping they'll stay for this session. It's getting right there before dinner on Saturday. But hopefully they'll be there and attend that session and find out just what they've got to do to get that farm base situated in that FSA office in their county.
All All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Malcolm. Great to see you again, and we're happy to be here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference in Panama City Beach. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.